to know whether those things have a pole running up through the middle of them. Have you ever heard?
I would assume that they do, but I don't really know. I've never seen one up close. I would think that they do.
Now, used to, when the farmer would bring in his hay from the field, he usually put it in a wagon, and it would have this type of wooden thing right on the sides of the wagon that would support the hay. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of anything called a hay rack or a wagon?
No, you're getting here now.
Okay. Any particular terms you've ever heard of small piles of hay just raked up in the field?
Mm-mm.
Are you familiar with the word windrows?
No, I'm not. I'm not, I have very little farm background.
That's okay,
yeah.
That's all right. There, I just want to, you know, just ask you a question, see if you have heard of it. Or what about a shelter other than the barn for storing hay? Might consist of, say, four poles and some sort of roof that the hay average bale would be put under?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be called. I know what you mean, but I...
You've seen them around.
I've seen most people put their hay in barns, mainly because we've got such strong winds, and when the rain comes in, it blows it, and it will rot, you know, if it gets wet. And most people do keep them in barns where they're enclosed all the way around. You would only put it out that way, unless you're talking about a feeding area where they would put the hay out in these little racks. That have little roofs over them, and the livestock will come up and eat from them. But I've never seen them really leave them there like you do in a hayloft or in a barn.
Is there any place where a farmer might keep his cows inside, say, in bad weather, or just put them in the...
They just stay outside. Right here, they really do. They don't freeze or anything, so we have very little, really... bad freezing weather.
Have you ever heard of anything called a cow barn around here?
Sure. But I don't believe they really keep cows in them.
Mm-hmm.
They might. Mike, I want you to meet Mr. Bassett, and this is my son, Mike.
Mr. Bassett.
Glad to meet you.
Sir.
From Alabama, and what's the name of the institution you're with?
Well, I'm working with Emory.
Emory University?
Girl.
Sure.
Working on your master's or your doctorate?
PhD.
Wonderful. He's a linguist, Mike.
Trying to be. Not quite there yet. So you have trouble with your car?
Oh, yes. It's terrible.
That sure is. It's bad.
Oh.
Now, speaking, it's very interesting. His speech has changed considerably since he's been in school in New Hampshire. He's very embarrassed about our Arkansas heritage. He thinks it is really a yo-yo to be a Southerner right now. So we're hoping that he's going to outgrow that. He was just horrified with the idea of us coming up to visit him, and all of his Yankee friends hearing us, Ellie Mae Clampett, coming to the Northeast.
Coming up on Wednesday.
I said...
Not quite. Almost.
But they all say Mike sounds like a Yankee now. Everybody down here.
Everybody down here, which is absurd.
Mike, you sound like a Yankee.
Yeah. My father.
In fact, they won't even call him Mike. They call him Michael up there because Mike is
a
derogatory term.
To the Irish up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have something to drink or walk home.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. What about any particular name for the place where a farmer would milk his cows that you've ever heard of?
Milking. They have milking barns, milking sheds.
What about the place where a farmer would keep his hogs?